Well, now that the holiday season is over, many folks are bracing for those big credit card bills that are bound to come in from the holiday shopping. They're also trying to get their finances in order for the new year. And that may mean trying to rein in a spouse who spends a little too much. Joining us live with some tips on how to have that conversation with your partner is Deborah Price, the author of The Heart of Money, A Couple's Guide to Creating True Financial Intimacy. Deborah, great to have you here on WTOP.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, money, of course, is always a touchy subject, and it can spark arguments between couples. So tell us, what advice do you have in terms of opening the conversation with a spouse who may be a little free spending with the joint budget?
Well, one of the things that I always tell people is that how you approach a conversation usually determines how well that conversation is going to go. So the very first thing you want to do is get yourself to a place where you're calm and not reactive. And that's the problem with most of us, is that we tend to get very triggered and reactive, and then the conversation sort of devolves from there. So I recommend that you first sort of look at and calm yourself down before you approach your spouse, and basically approach them by saying something like, "Sweetheart, I noticed that there was a lot of spending, that, you know, we really went over our budget. What I'd like to do is sit down and talk about what happened and how can we do better in the future."
You know, you talk about not using the B word, the budget word. Why is that? Does it have a negative connotation?
Budget sort of implies a sense of that of control, or you're trying to control me. And as human beings, we really dislike the feeling of being controlled. And so we want to try to open that up a little bit more and get people to realize that it's really about the usage of resources. You save, you spend, you give some away, and having it have more of a feel of both fluidity and even playfulness, or in alignment with your values and what it is you're trying to create. Budget just feels so constricted for most people.
Mm-hmm. So then, does it come down to choices? If you have a spouse that may like to shop a lot, do you say, okay, fine, we'll keep what you've purchased, but it means down the road we can't do X, Y, or Z?
Well, choices is a really great framework to present things with. Also, I think more than anything, and this is where money coaching really differs from a lot of other works, is that we want to try to understand why the behavior exists. Like, your spouse's spending is usually about something more than just spending. In other words, it's a symptom, as well as the person who feels the need to control usually has a high degree of need for safety and security, but there's a reason for that as well. So as couples explore the conversation more and understand what underlies the feelings that sort of drive those behaviors, they're much better off.
A little bit of psychology involved in this discussion between spouses, as in pretty much every issue that comes up, I guess.
Absolutely. Why would money be any different?
Right.
Money is a particularly sticky subject because it's also very taboo. You know, we're sort of trained to that don't go there. It's not safe, and therefore it's challenging, and we need to evolve around beyond that because it's not serving us.
Some tools to begin the discussion. We'll check back with you and perhaps get some more advice down the road. Deborah, thank you very much. Deborah Price is the author of The Heart of Money, A Couple's Guide to Creating True Financial Intimacy.